we're here for a good time.
Well, can it be Thursday already? I guess it probably is. So welcome to Thursday's local radio hour. My gosh, 2025 is off and running, and here we are. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I'm your host, David Keyes. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to us, which I kind of expect that you probably are, we're live right now on 97.1 FM, but we stream 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want, and that's thanks to my friend Pat over here on the left-hand side, and Tag, who's tagging along today, doing all sorts of cool stuff, all sorts of stuff behind the glass wall here. But welcome, Pat. How are you doing?
Except for slipping on having your intro music at the very beginning.
Well, you know what? Whatever works for you. It's called live radio for a reason. You know, that's okay. The problem is, though, in the old days, you know, and you know those old days, that would disappear, but now it exists forever on streaming. So
that's right. So yeah. Please, no coughing, no spitting, no F-bombs, no, yeah.
Well, and you know what? We have the perfect guest today for none of that happening. We've got Mel Dick and Andre Nagel from Sandpoint Rotary fame talking about the biggest fundraiser around, the Chafe 150. We're going to give you a million reasons why this is just the greatest fundraiser around, and it's in good hands, and they're looking for even bigger and better things this year. Then after that, if we survive that interview, we'll have Max Oswald, who's the sports editor from the Daily Bee. Max has done a great job. He's in the throes right now of basketball season, so imagine this. All of these games end late. His deadline is early. And everybody expects that story to be in the paper that next day.
David Keyes, what do you know about the Daily Bee procedures?
that's where the gray hair comes. I'm only 24 years old. That's why I do radio now. Nobody can see me. There's a few gray hairs over the years where you would forget the Wampus Cat score or something like that. And holy smokes, heaven help you that way. And last but not least, we have Debbie Love, who's the executive director of the food bank here. And again, a busy, busy place there as well. We're just so lucky again to have Debbie in our community, and the food bank serves such an important purpose with the people who we know, but we don't know what their struggles are. They're there, and the food bank's never been more busy. People are moving here still. I expect we're going to see a pretty big influx of people from California, you know, with those fires and those earthquakes that follow those fires and those mudslides that follow the earthquakes that follow the fires and all the terrible stuff that's going on over there. So I'd fully expect we're going to see even more people moving our way here in the next couple of years, for
sure. That's exciting.
What's that?
That's exciting. Sandpoint people love it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
When Californians move into Sandpoint.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stories there. One little thing. So at Northwest Auto Body, we have a lot of people who rent cars when we're repairing their vehicles. And lo and behold, there's about 700 vehicles in this pool of vehicles in North Idaho. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know, people will get a vehicle with a California license plate. Oh my gosh, you think it's like the worst thing in the world. I found out a while ago, I have our CSRs do, is they put on a little note saying, just a rental, it's a rental. And one person put, don't shoot, it's just a rental. And I said, don't put shoot on there, don't put shoot on there.
If I had a California plate, I believe I'd park in front of a Walmart anywhere. I think I'd park in front of the cameras, security cameras, just in case.
Right.
If I had a California plate on my car.
Well, yeah.
It's luck of the draw. We're friendly folk in Barnesville. I'm not saying anything would happen.
No.
But I would be careful.
I would be careful as well, too. So, you know, we're definitely in the throes of winter, believe it or not. Boy, it's really tough.
Cold spell coming.
Oh, you know it's coming. It'll catch up.
It's
sure.
Going to be down in single digits at night, down to like 18 to 20 in the day with the sunshine.
But no precip down below.
Not a bit.
Schweitzer's happy right now. They've done really, really well up there. But you know, it's not hitting down here. But maybe winter carnival time, which is on February 14th, by the way, Valentine's Day.
Carnival.
It'll be hopefully there'll be some snow downtown to make that thing all happen too. I remember in the old days, that's not too long ago, we had snow sculpture contests. We had all sorts of winter-type things. But one of the funniest things was we had that parade of lights. You know, and you'd see, like, the lighthouse delivery truck would have lights on it. You know, you'd see all these different things. And I'd volunteer to help out. And then we'd go to the Turvan for a little post-parade toddy. And it was fine. You know, I knew a few people sitting in there. So I did it one year. And then about 5 years later, we did the same thing. You know, Daily V had a float. We had all sorts of stuff going on, all that kind of fun stuff. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop by the tour van for, you know, a toddy after the parade. So 5 years later, to the day, I walk in there, and I swear, the same five people were sitting at the bar.
They live there. They don't leave.
They don't leave. Yeah. It was like, cheers.
Yeah. Oh! Dave!
So I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break right now, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Mel and Andrea about the Chafe 150 and a little update on this just tremendous, tremendous, tremendous activity that has raised so much for local education. So how about this? We'll catch you after the break.
Help out our neighbors, work hard, and pitch in where we're needed. That's small town living. But small town living doesn't have to mean sacrificing access to quality health care. At Kinnickzoo Community Health, our qualified care teams provide excellent medical, dental, pediatric, and behavioral health care for the residents of North Idaho. Kinnickzoo Community Health, building a healthier community with award-winning care and small town warmth. Learn more at kchni.org.
Bondo! You need Bondo.
Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock instant chains and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
AGE Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. That means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system right here in Sandpoint. And now, offering electrical services. When purchasing a new qualifying Lennox system, get up to $2,000 in rebates or qualify for no payments, no interest for 12 months. Also, up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Go to AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number 059041.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At the Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Idaho farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIdaho.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's local radio hour. Here we are, gosh, off and running and not missing a beat there in the studio. That's a good thing, I guess, for sure. I am lucky to be looking across the table at Mel Dick, who is a legend, first of all, in Sandpoint Rotary and all things he touches. And then Andrea Nagel, too. Andrea is a Rotarian as well, full disclosure for sure, because, again, Chafe comes through Rotary. That's a Rotary project for sure. And Andrea was lucky enough to become the marketing director for Chafe. So, well, welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
You got a lot going on right now, too, don't you?
I'd say so. We're kind of in the throes of it.
Yeah, yeah. You had a meeting last night kind of kicking off. The early registration is now up and running. I saw that. That's great.
Registration opened yesterday.
Okay.
12:01 a.m.
And how many people have signed up?
I think the initial wave was like 6 people in the first hour or so, and then there will be continuing kind of things. It's open. Early bird registration is open for 1 month,
okay,
and you get a $20 discount off of the regular ride registration fee. So
yeah,
a lot of people will be signing up in the next month.
And the old days, wasn't there a contest too? Isn't there some kind of a
There
prize?
Is always somebody who wants to have number one, right, on the ride numbers. And so there's always somebody that at 12:01 is really registering.
Right, right. Yeah. That's kind of like the Tour de France with the yellow jersey.
That's right.
This is number one.
Number one.
Does number one ever win? Are they a dedicated cyclist usually, or just?
They're dedicated cyclists. I don't know if they've ever finished number one.
Right, right. Well,
several years ago, we had the Paralympic champion for the world, and the night before the ride, we had a dinner with him, and he said, somebody asked him where he would finish. He said, I'm going to beat everybody. And he did beat everybody.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he was that good.
He was Canadian, I think.
Canadian.
Too. Yeah, I remember that.
Great guy.
And all of a sudden, he just goes shooting past some of us cyclists at that point.
That's right.
It was good. It was inspiring. I mean, can you imagine the arm strength for somebody like that to do that 150 mm-hmm. miles yeah. of just using your arms the whole way? Oof. Yeah, no kidding. I think I pulled a hammy just thinking about that on my legs, actually, for sure. So here we are. How many years now has this been going on? It's been going on for
this
about
will be our 17th annual yeah. ride. Yeah. The ride was started by the Panhandle Alliance for Education to fund their Ready for Kindergarten program. Our Rotary Club took it over, I think, in 2013. So this is like our 11th year, or 12th year, I guess this is. So it's been around forever. Well, not forever, 17 years. It's been highly recognized. It's been named top 3 charity ride in the country. It's been named top 10 scenic ride in the country. It's just a great, great ride.
Wow, I was just admiring your look there, Mel. That's really, really good. It has been. In fact, Bicycling Magazine pointed it out. I know other groups have too. And for some reason, it just keeps going. I mean, of course, the pandemic hit it like everything else. And it's kind of climbing back. Last year was a good number since the pandemic. And now, hopefully, knock on wood, you're looking for even more riders. How many riders did you have last year?
Last year, we had about 400 registered riders. As you may know, we had probably a hundred-year weather event.
Right.
So we had 300 riders that started and about 200 that actually finished. But we're looking to expect to have around 500 riders
yeah.
this year.
And I bet you do. And they come from everywhere, too. They're not local riders, necessarily.
Half the riders come from outside of the area. Last year, we had riders from Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, California, Montana, couple provinces in Canada. It's a big kind of thing. The 150-mile route is kind of the challenge for cyclists, if you will, to ride 150 miles in one day. But then we also have an 80-mile route, a 40 and a 25-mile route, mm-hmm. 2 gravel routes, 55 and 75. And then we have a family fun ride. So it's really 7 rides, 3 starting locations, 3 starting times. Anywhere in the area, if you walk into a bike shop and you say Chafe 150,
right.
they know who you are, why you're there, and they know about the ride. And in many cases, those people have ridden in the ride.
Right. And you've been out getting sponsorships like you've done before.
Yeah. The ride, we consider this a big community kind of event. So it takes a community or a village to put this event on. Our sponsors are just wonderful in support of this. In fact, the year we had it, didn't have the ride was during COVID.
Yeah.
And our sponsors had already committed their money, and almost all of them said, keep the money, and we were still able to make a significant donation to the causes that year.
You bet.
Though we didn't have the ride.
The net was the best ever there yeah. for that year, yeah. for sure. So marketing is a big part of this. You're in charge of really helping get all the sponsorships, but marketing is a big step for you too. And you brought Andrea on board for this. And Andrea, I'm sure this is a full-time gig for you to help push Chafe. That's all you do all day long. But tell us about you a little bit and how you got roped into this and what are your plans?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, I'm a relatively new Rotarian. I'm going on year 3 with the Sandpoint Rotary and loving it. I met Mel through my day job, which is doing communications marketing for Better Together Animal Alliance. And Mel and his family has been huge supporters of our organization for a while. So when he started talking to me about stepping back from some of the chafe marketing and all that he was doing, I decided that it would be fun to step up and give it a try. My husband has ridden the chafe for years, and I've ridden the 40-mile distance a couple times, so we're familiar with the ride itself. I am an avid reader and a huge proponent for education, so the cause was near and dear to my heart, and this seemed like a really good transition year. The cause was changing. Mel was doing some traveling, taking a step back. Some of the other leaders within the chafe community are starting to kind of transition their roles. So it just seemed like a really good time to get involved.
Good for you for stepping up too. So what's your number one task? What's your number one goal? What are you trying to take care of?
Number one task. There's a lot to it. I think this year our number one goal, in addition to trying to increase that ridership, is to educate our community about the new cause. So every 3 years, the cause changes. So this year, we are transitioning to the Lake Pend'Oreille School District's Every Student Graduates a Reader Initiative, which is doing regular screening for kids K through 12 to make sure that they're hitting goals and milestones in their reading and making sure that every student is graduating as a proficient reader so that they can be successful in life, in addition to regular Rotarian projects and scholarships and all that.
Club projects and all that kind of stuff. So am I right in saying it's been more than $1 million raised?
Yeah, since the inception of the ride, more than $1 million has been donated.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we've raised more than that because there's costs associated with it.
Sure.
We are so fortunate, and where the sponsorships and the marketing tie together is the amount of basically what we call in-kind or donated kind of services are extremely reduced cost. You know, from Blue Sky Broadcasting, for example, they are a major, major supporter, and they get our word out over the airwaves in the entire region. Hagedorn Press, through the Coeur d'Alene Press, and through the Daily Bee. Like Media has publications all over the Inland Northwest. We couldn't do the marketing without our marketing sponsors and our partners in that area. So we work really close together. Because we have certain benefits for our advertisers in terms of getting them name recognition and all that.
Sure.
And, you know, I just need to shout out a couple of other major sponsors besides the media sponsors, and that's Lighthouse and Timberline Helicopter.
Right.
And long time.
Consistently helping, aren't they?
Yeah. And we have 115 sponsors currently. You can still come in for sponsorship, $250 to $10,000. Just go to the website, and we'll help you get there.
And what's the website?
It's chafe150.org, or chafe150.org.
Perfect.
Which CHAFE stands for Cycle Hard for Education.
And the money all stays locally, too.
And the money stays locally. That $1 million, I'd say roughly $700,000, has gone to programs at the Lake Pend'Oreille School District over the years, and then another probably close to $300,000+ that goes to scholarships, high school leadership programs, other youth causes locally.
Right. And that's a good feeling that way. There's no overhead. Rotary's a nonprofit organization. The money funnels all the way back through. And people don't know, like Mini Ryla, most people don't know what that is, but selected high school students who are showing some leadership trends are selected to go to this weekend. It's been at the Western Pleasure Guest Ranch the last couple of years, and it's a weekend of getting to know themselves, getting to figure out who they are, kind of figure out their glide plane in life, trying to figure out what they want to do a little bit. And again, that's been going on for quite a few years, and CHAFE helps sponsor that. The club helps sponsor that.
Yeah, and when you think about it, Dave, Rotary's motto is service above self. So over a 17-year period, we have been able to put $1 million into education in our community. That's literally thousands of students, And, you know, we have some of the highest reading and test scores in the state. In fact, probably the highest in number of cases. This Every Student Graduates a Reader started out when the state of Idaho required some testing for dyslexia and various forms of that, and they broadened it out and said, we're going to make sure every student, so 20% of students nationwide graduate from high school, and they can't read at a fifth grade level.
Right. Right.
I mean, that says something. Right. That's not our case here. We're going to be closer and are closer to probably that 5% because some people truly have dyslexia that can't get fixed. But what they've done is those students that have it, they put them into the special programs. They teach them phonetics, et cetera. It's just an amazing community cause.
It absolutely. It sure is. There's also another fundraiser that's going on right now, a whiskey barrel or something like that. I know we don't talk about listening to radio and driving and drinking, but there's an opportunity to buy some tickets.
We don't. And one of the fundraising components of this is annually we put together a whiskey barrel, and it is a real whiskey barrel. And we have 15 bottles that are going to be in there. We have been curating these bottles for well over a year. These are bottles you cannot go to the store and buy. It's worth several thousand dollars. Its feature is a 20-year-old Pappy Van Winkle. Okay. 2 years ago, there were 13 bottles that came into the state of Idaho like that. So,
and you found them.
And we got one that's going to go in here through a donation.
And it's like a lottery, isn't it? I mean, you have to really go find these.
You buy the ticket. Oh, yeah. I mean, very few of these bottles could you walk in the store and buy today. They're stores that, bottles that come in once a year, maybe one bottle a year to the entire Sandpoint liquor store.
Right.
That type of thing.
How does a person buy a ticket, Mel?
We're going to be selling tickets. We just got our tickets yesterday, so there will be tickets on sale through Rotarians. We will be at selected locations throughout town selling tickets. For example, on May 21st, we're going to be at Matchwood Brewing. We're going to have a big happy hour there, and we'll be selling tickets for that.
And maybe Winter Carnival, February 14th,
be somewhere? There'll be something going on in every month between now, and we will sell tickets the day of the ride because the drawing's on the day of the ride.
And I've been lucky enough to pick the winner, and I remember Eric Paul won 1 year, and he did cartwheels throughout the area there. So that was fun. It was a lot of fun. Andrea, thanks for stepping up. It's great to see you. And thanks for representing Chafe so well. And I'm looking forward to she put together a great video, by the way, too. It's out there. You'll hear more about that, I think, with the Facebook page and a few things that Chafe is up to for marketing. That way you might look for that. You might recognize the voice on that. Mel's in there, too. They're smart. They showed his face. They just left my voice. So it worked out. It was a win-win situation that way, for sure. So, Mel, Andrea, thank you again for stopping on by. We'll keep you up to date on what Chafe is doing. But it's been proven $1 million staying locally to help education and Rotary projects around here, like scholarships. My gosh, who could do better than that? So you'll hear more about it, but chafe.org is the website. Check it out. Chafe150.org is the website. And check it out if you want to. And now's the time to start thinking about it. Get the kids in the family fun ride or get into the 80. The 80 is a fun one because you go on a bus to Troy and you pedal back. It's really kind of cool. And the 150... heaven help you if you do the 150, but I'm looking at Mel, who's done the 150 a couple times, and he's done really well with that. So, all right, so after we come back, we'll be talking to Max Oswald of the Daily Bee, sports editor. We'll catch you after the break.
Get ready for the largest national RV show ever. Today through Monday at the downtown Spokane Convention Center. Multiple RV dealers, countless manufacturers, and unbelievable deals. Shop Brinkley, Grand Design, Jayco, Bigfoot, and more. All the newest travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. All with massive manufacturer discounts. Free admission, live music, adult beverages, family fun, scavenger hunts, and you could win a new RV. Today through Monday at the Spokane Downtown Convention Center. Schedule a free VIP tour at nationalrvshow.com.
Save through Monday with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, including bonus zone savings on Old Trapper jerky, Duraflame logs, camping chairs, and more. Bi-Mart, saving our members more every day.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-378-5959. That's 800-378-5959. Once again, 800-378-5959.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball, check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month, and now with expanded weekend hours. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to 97.1 FM, live right now, but I think we rebroadcast on Fridays and or Saturdays, and we stream on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Check us out if you can. It's kind of fun to do that.
The show is rebroadcast every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m.
It was on Friday. Friday this week. It was on Friday this time. It was weird. I was not expecting it, but there it was. So check it on Saturday for sure, and or maybe just stay with us right now. Why not, Max? Why not?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sitting across the desk right now from Max Oswald, who's the sports editor at the Bonner County Daily Bee. He's been doing that for about 2 years through March, I guess will be your anniversary. Mm-hmm. Came from Pennsylvania, as I recall. Was it Pennsylvania?
Yep, Pennsylvania.
And remember the connection that you had with Coach Knowles?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Pat, too. You guys like knew the same people and all that kind of stuff. It's a small world getting over here. But Max follows a long line of great sports editors. Mark Nelhe comes to mind for sure. Everybody knows Mark. He could have run for mayor.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And then you had Roger Branscombe, a great guy there, too, and Eric Plummer. And then we have Max. And so how's it going for you 2 years into it? You're doing a great job. I mean, local sports, that's many herding many Wampus Cats and everything else around. But how's it going for you, Max?
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy it. You know, everyone has their days, of course, but it's really fun doing the sports around here, and I find that people are really willing to help you out, you know, give you the information you need, and of course wouldn't be able to do it all without Jason Ducal Photography as well. Right. So, no, I really enjoy it, and my plans are to really stay around here in this area, and I wouldn't want to be doing anything else besides sports, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and again, you've done a great job, especially right now, winter, you've got wrestling going on, you've got basketball mm-hmm. going on. Volleyball? Is that no?
That's no, kind of just wrestling yeah. and basketball, and I'll get some mountain sports every once in a while. I had a nice snowboarding article in there a week ago.
Right, right.
And but that's about it. But there's a lot of good teams this winter.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before about this kid from Bonner's Ferry who's doing really, really good stuff for sure. And the Badgers are undefeated, doing really great.
Yeah, so they face Moscow tonight. Last time they faced them, 166-50. They're 13-0 so far this year. I believe 13 or 12-0. I'll have to look at that tonight.
Right.
But Asher Williams, you know, he broke the school record for points in a game with 45 against Libby the other day.
Wow.
There is actually some contention with that, as some people in Bonner's Ferry believe the record set by Jeff Nearing back in 89 was 46, not 43. And if you know anything about high school stats right. and like scorebooks, like
fluid, aren't they? They're fluid.
Yeah, very fluid. I guess that some of these point totals are either 10 off in either direction.
Right.
You know, but yeah, Anyways, Asher Williams, 45 points in a game. They beat Libby 95-50.
Oh, my.
They're beating their opponents by about an average of almost 40 points a game,
wow.
Believe it or not.
A phenomenon. And they're older players there, too. So you have that bubble, right? You have the junior seniors who are great basketball players. But then you have a phenomenon like the one you're talking about here. They're going to ride it as far as they can. It must be fun to watch those kind of games.
Yeah, and I've been able to watch a couple recently, and I'll keep tabs on the Moscow one tonight. They really are one of the most unselfish teams I've seen at the high school level, at least in the 2 years I've been doing this around here, and real shot that they go back-to-back this year. Snake River's very good. Not even sure where that is exactly, but...
I always say south of here. It's south of here, Max.
Yeah, they're good. I've watched a little bit of their tape, too, and that'll probably be who's in state championship this
year. Cool. Wouldn't that be fun again? Again, Bonner's Ferry has such a rich history of basketball, for one thing. Adam Hyatt, we were talking about him. Mm-hmm. He was a phenomenal player back in the day, too. Now he's the head coach at Montana Tech, and they're having a great run there, too. He's been really successful on anything he's ever done. But I remember him as a kid, and then we had like a little 3-on-3 tournament we used to do up there, and just all over basketball. Everything was basketball with him, and it's so great to see a person have their passion. So we were talking a little bit earlier that you haven't been at Schweitzer yet, though.
No, I've never actually – you know, I did a little bit at Whitefish – kind of seeing it, but I never actually have like been on a pair of skis.
Well, until this weekend, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so Sunday I'll go skiing for the first time. Probably going to stay on the Bunny Hill, but we'll see.
Yeah, don't break anything in the middle of a sports season, that's for sure.
Yeah, not just like Mark, you know.
Yeah, don't do that. I know
he'll be back soon.
Yeah, he's doing everything from home right now. What a pain mm-hmm. that has to be. My goodness. So you're settling in. It's 2 years into it, basically. What are you finding about the level of sports participation here, the level of play? Is it what you thought it would be? And is it odd not having a college nearby, too? Every sports writer wants to have a community college or Gonzaga nearby or something to cover. How are you working that all out?
So I think the level of play, and this is completely honest, and I think the level of play is really good for the small schools that we have around here. It's very cyclical, of course. You know, Priest River is very good this year in girls and boys basketball. It's kind of like, you know, how they were really good back in 2010, 2011.
Right.
So I think the girls, they play Kellogg tonight. They're about 9-3. Boys are 8-2.
Oh.
And both have real shots to win the leagues. And I think Priest River's boys... The final media poll comes out today, but I believe they'll be ranked fourth in 3A, and now that's big. And you don't always see Priest River teams with, you know, that much success. And their football team is amazing.
Yeah, who knew they were talking about not having a team, and then
right.
they had a great run.
And you know, it's schools like smaller schools like that, and then Clark Fork, you know, has their years. It's been a down year for football this past year, but. They have some really good basketball players. They've been only able to get 5 healthy players on the court this year. So numbers wise, again, very cyclical, you know. I think the football team over in Clark Fork is going to have 11, 12 freshmen coming up next year.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe in 2-3 years, like Wampuscat football is going to be back. So,
yeah.
Numbers to me seem more than average, but again, not really sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the level of play is awesome. And then you go with Sandpoint, of course. I mean, there's so many Sandpoint stories. Right now, it's just you see kids that are going to do, you know. And I keep track of all the college athletes.
Mm-hmm. You do a great job of that. It's fun to watch. You know, you're talking about the Montana Grizzly guy who did so well this year. Parker. It was fun to watch those guys. And it's just you've done a really good job of keeping the score that way, because that's really the next level. And we do forget about, you know, we see them on the hardwood here or out in the pitch here, and then all of a sudden, where did they go? And then mm-hmm. you've done a really good job of keeping that up for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, we have about 72 between Bonner and Boundary athletes at the next level, whether that's JUCO or D1 or, and I think I'm up to 6 coaches that I know of, and I also keep tabs on them as well, and
yeah.
had a Priest River, 2010 Priest River grad, Taylor Stewart, over at Columbia Basin College. She coaches the Hawks to a 27-6 season. She was part of that 2010 state championship in Priest River. I mean, okay. It's pretty cool to find that stuff out. And, you know, I wouldn't have found that stuff out unless I was talking to people at the sporting events.
Exactly. You know, you've done a great job of networking that way, too. And, you know, I always thought it was the secret of getting people to submit information to you is half the battle that way, too. Mm-hmm. And I always... if it was a certain mom or dad, I'd say, well, could you do me a favor then? How about this? How about you be our scribe and get the information right in? And some of them did it. And I thought that was really, really, really good. Well, Max, you're having a great run here. And, you know, I've enjoyed getting to know you as well. And you've jumped into Rotary a little bit. You're busy all the time. Mm-hmm. We understand that too. But, again, love to seeing you around. And if you have a story idea, I'll tell you what, one thing I know about Max, he's open for all ideas that way. I mean, that's the best part of a local, any kind of local media is being that mirror on the community and following what's going on. So how would they get a hold of you, Max? What's the best way to find you?
You know, M. Oswald at Bonner County Daily B is my email. Yeah. And that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. I'll refrain on throwing my cell out there. But because I have a lot, I do get a lot of messages on there. I'm definitely more likely to respond on email.
I think that's better anyway, young man, just to let you know. Very good. Well, Max, thanks for your time today. Appreciate catching up with you again, too. It was great. Keep up the great work, and you look for you at least 6 days out of the week on the Bonner County Daily Bee. And you're combining some stuff in Sunday. I see that as well. That's great to do that. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Debbie Love from the Food Bank here talking about the great pressure on the food bank and the importance of it. And we're so lucky to have her leading it. So we'll catch up with Debbie after the break.
New year, big savings at North 40 Outfitters. Save on feed for your livestock and pets. 55-pound bags of North 40 Sweet or Dry Cob are $11.95. $3 off all 50-pound or larger bags of Country Companion Livestock Feed. Get a $20 gift card for every 33-pound or larger bag of Science Diet dog food. That's not all. Save up to $55 on our top footwear brands like Noble, Ariat, Georgia, and more. Sale ends January 19th. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Don't miss North Idaho's largest wedding event, NoHo Spar. Tickets $10 at the door or $25 for VIPs. Couples, enter for a chance to win a $500 gift card to the vendor of your choice. Photographers, flowers, planners, DJs, caterers, cakes, and more. It's the premier wedding event of 2025, the Inspire Wedding Show, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday at the Coeur d'Alene Resort in downtown Coeur d'Alene. For complete details, visit inspirewedding.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
And welcome back to live radio on Thursday. I'm looking across. I see Debbie Love sitting right here. My goodness, what an important position in our community, a director of the food bank. You've been doing that for a few years now, though. My good, how long has it been?
9 years.
9 years. Ooh. And it was Alice Wallace. Alice Wallace was your predecessor on that, for sure. So. So I'm going to guess in 9 years, it's been busy for you. Has it been good? Have you enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it. Loved it. Good. Yeah, yeah, and still continue to.
Yeah, I imagine so. But the needs have probably not changed, but the number of people needing help, has that increased, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. Yeah. So in the last 2 years, it's been a 53% increase.
So 2 years, 53% increase from 2 years ago, three years ago, basically. Mm-hmm. And is that because people are moving here or people are already here need more help? What's the connection there?
Many people are just moving here or moving and also living here. And so just the wages aren't high enough to live here. So they're working two or three jobs and coming in to utilize the food bank assistance to get them through. So.
Yeah, I did a story with you on for the Daily Bee way back when we started a promotion during the holidays. And I think you told me that you were seeing more and more people who were working but falling short.
Yes.
You know, working families, right?
Right.
Where it used to be kind of it'd be people would move here, start looking around for a job. Oops, we're falling short. Let's find the food bank for a while until we get going. But now you're seeing, again, the working, hungry families that are just not making it. Is that true?
That's true, yes. And they're just consistently using us on a weekly basis. So it's great. It's just there's more month than money,
right.
I like to say. So right. They just, you know, get to the end of the month and they don't have enough to meet their needs. So. Right. Yeah.
And do you expect, I mean, I know you project and you have budgets, but you don't really, really know. But do you expect to see that increase even more, the need increasing even more?
I'm hoping that it's going to level out and that things will be okay.
Okay. Well, let's hope. We're hoping for good things here, and exactly. We have a little tear in our eye, Debbie does right now, just saying, okay, we're gonna make it better. But the truth is, though, that you're there when people need you. And is this true? I've noticed, I think, that people who have gotten help, all of a sudden they get a break, they're working, they're making a difference now, and they come back and volunteer.
Yes, the circle of that is so wonderful. Yeah. In fact, we've had a volunteer who utilized our services years ago, and he's been with us for over a year. And he handed me a donation the other day, and I was taken aback by it.
Sure.
And he just said, "I know that it will be put to good use." So that meant the world to me.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a story, don't they?
Yes,
everybody has a story.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not just a number, but everyone has a story.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And do you recognize some of the same people?
Yes.
I mean, I know you're not in the back all the time where the action's happening, but are you seeing some same families and people?
Same families and our older demographics, a lot of times too, just for the food, but it's the social time. Yeah. They get to come in and we have recipes available, so we'll talk recipes or things like that. But there's not a day that when I can overhear somebody sharing with the receptionist that they would not be able to eat without the food bank.
Right. Wow.
So that's, yeah.
Wow. And I think most people, again, I knock on wood, I've been lucky, blessed, you know, to be healthy and never needed the food bank. But how do they find the food bank if they think they need help? What's the process to get assistance?
That's a good question. We ask for a photo ID. We do request that they're Bonner County residents. However, we'll help anyone passing through if needed. And then also income information. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there's so
that's all there is to it,
yep,
really.
That's all there is, yeah. And even if you come to us and you don't have all of that, we'll still get you food that day.
Well, that's great. I mean, it truly is because everybody, again, there's something going on to bring people to your doorstep.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny. All groups go through this. And I know the Lions Club did for a while, but they figured it out that they said, well, there's probably some people who are not qualified, you know, that are abusing this or whatever else. And there was a time there, at least with that group way back, they said, you know, maybe we should stop the whole thing because of these people who are abusing it. And then the greater good came up and they said, you know what? No, we're going to help people who need help. And if there's a few people who think they can sneak in, that's okay too, because we're here for the greater good. And I think that's probably what you see a bit too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And really, it's really very minimal if that's the case.
Exactly.
And they don't typically will come back if they know that we know that maybe they're a little over income. But that if they're there and they need help and they're asking for food, we're going
right.
to get to them.
Right. So you've been around long enough now to see younger families come through. Mm-hmm. Are the eating habits different? Are the needs different? Or do you have a certain number of amount of protein or whatever else you give to people? How do you determine and how do they determine what they need?
I think what's really unique about our food bank is that we have a market style shopping. So they come in and they're given an allotment of points per month and they can use that weekly and they get to choose what's good for them. So we are receiving a lot more produce, fresh produce and perishable items through the grocery rescue program where right. we pick up from all the grocery stores, which is really great. And it seems that seems to fly off the shelf first before the sweets, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, we're talking about a family, right? So there's going to be some sweets involved
yeah.
too. You're going to find the potatoes and all that, some exactly. of the staples there mm-hmm. for sure too.
Yeah. We always like to have the staples for families.
Yeah. yeah. And do you find that most of the grocery stores around here participate? They help you?
Absolutely. Oh. Every day we pick up from them okay. Monday through Friday.
So. And so they use that van probably to go to the different stores and then pick up whatever they have.
Right.
And then you just put it back in.
And then we just weigh it and put it right out on the shelf. So.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I think I have a number here. So last year we rescued 371,000 pounds of food and distributed
371,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So thanks to our grocery stores. So that's keeping it from going into the garbage.
That's what would happen, right? It'd go to compost, it'd go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good gosh, what a difference.
Yeah. So yeah. It's incredible that we're here and be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had over 366 food drives last year, which is incredible, through local businesses and...
So independent food drives, like, again, like Dear Vember for Northwest Auto Body and other, like, nonprofit organizations too, right?
Absolutely.
And so on their own, they say, we're going to raise food and or money and turn it over to you.
Yeah, this season, wow. Actually, we had quite a few folks that were doing holiday parties, Christmas parties, and they had... people bringing food for the food bank through that. So,
oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
So. And is that about the same? Is that stagnant or are there more people and groups doing giving?
This year seemed like more people were giving in that way. So that was great.
Yeah. You know, I think you hear about inflation, you hear about people needing more help this year, it seemed like, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people respond. I guess that's the good news about what you do, too. You get to see the good side of it, too, where people say, you know, instead of doing this, we're going to give money to the food bank. And one of the cool things about giving money to the food bank is the buying power that you have versus if somebody brings in cans or food.
Exactly.
How does that work?
Yeah, so we work with the local stores, too, for that. But we also have some food brokers that we go through. And just recently, actually today, I bought a pallet of skillet meals, like stroganoff and meal helpers.
Oh, right, like hamburger helper.
Hamburger
type
helper.
Thing.
And, we're getting it for under, I think it was 90 cents a pouch. So by having the capability of ordering in such large quantities, we get a good deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, versus like me going through my pantry and saying, hey, we want to get rid of this. The buying power is so much better. And you also have a pretty good sense of what people are looking for, too.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so people do give cash? I mean, is that a big part
of it? Absolutely. They do. Yes. Okay. So when through the food drives, if we're not getting those staple items like peanut butter or tuna fish, things like that, we will use that money to purchase those items. So.
And where do you buy that? Where do you buy the peanut butter and stuff? Is that
We like to try to stay local.
Okay.
Through.
So there's a win-win then for the stores. So
mm-hmm.
they're giving you produce that's getting older.
Exactly.
And then you're buying stuff from them too.
Mm-hmm.
So
keep the circle of giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you must enjoy it. I mean, that's got to be 11. That's a long time. That's a career for some people, you know.
Yeah. Debbie. I know. I can't believe it's already been that long.
And what gets you excited about it? What's your last thought here as we're going to be pulled off the air here shortly?
I think just working with people like you and the clients, just being able to help and be a place where people can come and receive the help that they need.
You bet, Debbie. Well, again, thank you for coming today, and it's great seeing you live, and again, a good partnership too. And if you need help, find Debbie. You can find it online. What's the best way to find you?
BonnerFoodBank.org.
BonnerFoodBank.org. Well, good. Well, again, thank you for all you do. I'll get you back here again sometime, and you take care.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to all of you again next week. Have a good week.
Every day the sun can't shine.